I'm Dave Detman, also known as Dr. Get. I've got a new podcast called The Big Idea. And every week, I talk to inventors and visionaries who made it big in their respective industries. We'll tackle weekly trending tech, provide inside tips for your success, and go deep dives on the latest and greatest innovations. And I know you're going to love this part. I'll also have plenty of free giveaways. Who doesn't love free stuff? So listen to and follow The Big Idea with me, Dr. Gadget, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Available now for pre-order, Adam's sixth book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything Reminds Me of Something, coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Yeah, we'll talk about personal responsibility today and a new idea for COVID signaling, virtue signaling, a ribbon. And we'll talk a little bit about, I guess, what, old television again. I Love Lucy, 60 million viewers in that show.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, or condos, or renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages, and it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today, see just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board-certified physician. Specialist. I was watching 10 Minutes of Three's Company last night. And
with Suzanne Summers or the other one?
It was the later one. And what you forget about that show is it was John Ritter doing 80% slapstick, crazy vaudevillian slapstick humor. Literally, he was – I tuned an episode where he had – made out with the big guy's wife in the bushes and got poison ivy. And he was like, scratching all the time. The guy like, you weren't with my wife in the bushes. Cause if you did, you'd have poison ivy. And he's like, I'm fine. It's like a scratch. It's like, I all over his chest and stuff. And then, but also at some point, something would change. They'd be like, change gears. Yeah. And then Jack would go back to not scratching because that little vignette
the bit was over. Yeah.
Right.
Well, what I find most astonishing about that is that at the time there was zero awareness that it was what he was doing. That's the thing that's astonishing to me. That was just a situation comedy. That was highbrow television.
If you look at the two openings that Matt or Gary can find, there was the first one that had Suzanne Summers. And then later on, they shot a new opening with the new gal, and they went to the zoo in L.A. Zoo.
Yeah.
And each time, John Ritter did a pratfall in the opening.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wasn't a Love Boat thing where he stood regally by the railing and, you know, saluted the camera or something. It was him falling over.
In a
weird
way,
right?
Yes. It's bizarre. Wasn't All in the Family really the first departure from all that? That's when it sort of became.
Well, that predated Three's Company.
Did it really?
Come on, Drew.
I can't place it in time. I can't. I didn't.
One is kind of early-ish 70s, mid-ish, early-ish, and the other's late-ish.
See, I put them both sort of late-ish, kind of.
Adam, I have an update for you. I'm going to pull up these three company things. You quote tweeted the gentleman you were looking for
last week, embarrassed him,
and he deleted his tweet. So that's why I can't find it. Because when you quote tweeted him, it brought a lot of attention to his account. He didn't want it, so he deleted the tweet.
This is the Gavin Newsom thing?
This is the insinuate Gavin Newsom thing.
Yeah, it's like Adam insinuated that through hard work and motivation and dedication that blacks and Hispanics could lift themselves out of poverty. You know, how naive. And then it's like, who's the racist here, you fucking idiots? Jesus Christ. This is that tweet's the big problem.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
Through, you know, studying and hard work and family. We don't have enough examples of black and Hispanics being successful through that modality to you're not seeing that.
Yeah.
It's such a weird ass time we're living in. But it's kind of the death of math and information and
ideology,
but it's really it's just critical thinking skills. Like people just can't think straight.
I mean,
it's bizarre.
Why else do you think Putin took the present moment? You know, if you were him,
think about what we look like. We're over here arguing about race constantly. It's like, this is the greatest gift ever. It's the greatest gift ever. All right. So we have the Three's Company original opening. And I think Jack Tripper is going along the Venice Beach or Santa Monica bike path.
Strange enough trips.
Yeah. No no homeless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. I've never seen it like that. I remember it was looked like that.
He's riding and a good-looking girl walks by. What? Ah!
Yeah. And then a laugh. Point
at
the camera.
We got it. So that's the original. Yeah. Falls over on his bike. That was funny, though, right, Matt? You guys thought that was funny?
Oh, yeah. I had a good laugh.
You know... You're in for a good time.
I also just miss John Ritter. He's fucking so funny.
You know, Adam such a nice guy.
Rode a float with John Ritter.
Really?
Right?
I did a pilot with him in Disney World in Florida, and I sat next to him on the airplane.
That's awesome.
No, but you rode on a car or a float or something.
Yeah, they had a parade.
Parade, yeah.
But no one knew who I was.
I remember that. I remember that whole experience. Like, one day you will.
I know. He told me all about – he told me how his dad was Tex Ritter, the country star. And he was not in a good mood because a book had recently come out. And it was – and you know what, Gary? You can look around for this book. It was a tell-all book. The date would have been – was right before we started on MTV, Drew.
Yeah.
It would have been like 96. Maybe the book came out in 95, late 95, early 96. And it was basically just some trollop talking about all the famous guys she's fucked. And Ritter was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was is he had – sort of left his wife for the new gal.
The one in the book or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Somebody else. Yeah.
And he was sort of seeing her.
Yeah, of course.
Kind of on the side.
Sure.
And it was her who he's still with today.
Ah.
Or at that time.
Yeah.
And she got hold of the book and she did a little timeline.
Did a little math, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, let me check. Yeah, you went to New York. Oh, that's right. You stayed at the Peninsula.
Yeah,
And in the book, it was chronicled that, you know, at the airport, we shared a cab. We went to the Peninsula. That was, you know, this date. And
I believe it's called You'll Never Make Love in This Town Again by Lois Lee. Actually, Lois Lee just did the preface, but it was first released March 96.
Who did it? I think it's – what's her name?
It says here by Lois Lee preface, Joanne Parent, Terry Maxine Frankel, and Jenny Louise Frankel.
Okay. So it's just a – it's a bunch of celebrities who have had sex with her or somebody else. Yeah. And they're just going to – I don't know. That'd be interesting to look into that book. But the point is –
that was a quaint days when you needed a book to distribute that kind of information.
Right.
Yeah.
That was March 96, and this must have been slightly after that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't 6 months after that. He was dealing
with it. You know, we were on a plane to Tampa.
Isn't that interesting? And books or magazines, that would be how the shit got out.
Yeah, well, every sitcom, you had to go buy up all the magazines, you know, from the newsstand.
Right. They don't know what you're talking about.
He was kind of caught, and we were heading to Tampa, and it was weighing on his mind. So that must have been March, April, 96, and then I don't know when the hell we started MTV, but it was
96, right then. We might have already been like filming or something.
Nothing had aired yet, I don't think.
Yeah, nothing had aired, no.
I was this unknown.
But you were on the radio with me, because I remember discussing it in that old Westwood One studio.
Yeah. I was sort of a nobody, and Ritter was Ritter. And he was very kind.
Friendly. You said you liked him.
I liked him a lot.
And hang on, one more thing about what's up there on the screen. Look at that. Season 8, episode 156.
Wow.
Does that mean they had 156? That couldn't be. That must be the total number of episodes ever done across 8 seasons, right?
I don't know.
Because these days they go season 8, episode 12.
True. Yes,
you know, okay. Yeah, I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that's an insane question.
Yeah, all right.
You're implying that there's 156 episodes in one.
Well, I don't
remember. True. It's a fucking sitcom that comes on Friday
night.
Once a week. What town do you live in? What year is it?
Look, those days.
What's your profession? All right. That's a dumb
question. So let's see the later version of the opening.
All right. Second pratfall.
Brand new LA Zoo.
Hot looking chick walks by. Oh! All right. It's the same story, right? Hot chick wearing cutoffs walks by. He's checking her out and is foiled, right?
Wow.
All right.
It's so crazy.
That was a number one hit, everybody. That was like dominated the airwaves. That thing, Matt, that probably got 20 million
easy
viewers on a Friday night.
Yep.
Yep. When the country had 200 million citizens, we're 330 now. We had a much smaller pool.
Did you see? I watched the Ricardos, which was very good.
So literally 10% of the country watched that on a Friday night.
On that movie,
they didn't DVR it. They sat there and watched.
There was no DVR.
You go to the bathroom during the commercials.
Yeah,
run back
because it was a broadcast. That's all you had. But the idea of recording it was like impossible. But some sort of voodoo. How would you record it? Run your Super 8 camera at the screen?
Right.
On the Ricardos series, the Hulu series, they said that on the heyday of I Love Lucy, it was 60 million viewers.
Lucy?
I Love Lucy. 60 million with $140 million Americans.
Is this a doc?
No, it's a movie. It's a multi-part series with Bardem.
Javier Bardem. I thought, but wasn't that a feature?
Yes.
It was. That's right. It's just a 2-hour film.
It's a 2-hour and 5-minute feature.
Long haulers, boy.
Being the Ricardos.
No kidding.
No shit.
I know.
Nicole Kidman plays Lucille Ball.
Nicole Kidman.
It's a film.
It's a film. But it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
It's actually on Amazon Prime.
Prime. Got it wrong. Thank you.
All right, Jack. I'll take over.
Yeah, please.
You get some rest. I would dispute they had 60 million when we had 180 million.
Gary, look that up.
Here's the problem with movies. It's like, I remember one time when I was taking over for Howard Stern on KLSX. It was like the first 3 months and it wasn't going well. And Baby Doll, my agent, said, you know what? Howard Stern, the average listenership, you know, my average listenership was, 39 minutes or something. Like Howard Stern's average listenership is, 250 million. Those are 250,000, or sorry, 250 minutes. Mm. Those are, maybe I got long hauler. Those are amongst his fans. Against the ones who don't like him, they listen for 300 minutes a morning. And I was like, yeah, baby, they said that in a movie.
Right.
That's not what is.
Right. Yes, it's in his movie.
Do the math. We don't like this person. We're going to listen to more of his show than. But it just goes to show the sort of power of in his head, okay, this is now fact.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
Gary, do you have fact?
I was doing something else. Okay. What do you need?
What's at peak viewership? How many people watched I Love Lucy? was the rating for I Love Lucy?
It was look, it was tremendously popular.
Yeah.
I would still.
But that movie on Amazon Prime, it's very good.
I heard it was good.
It's worth watching because it's deep in the history and it's kind of nice the way they did it. And the acting is amazing too.
All right. Let me run through a few calls here.
According to an article I just found, everything in that movie is accurate. So Sorkin did a deep dive and all of the little tidbits like that one are real.
60 million out
of
them.
Isn't that crazy? Well, that's presuming I'm remembering it right.
60 million watched in its heyday, so many that between 1951 and 57, water usage would plummet every Monday night at 9 p.m.
Isn't that crazy?
Water use would plummet.
People sat in front of their TV.
No one was making dinner or showering. Going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, Drew's right. Dan, 48, Florida.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guy.
Guys, I've solved the problem. This mask stuff, I know it's driving everyone crazy. It occurred to me what we need to do that would completely make everybody happy is we create a COVID ribbon. Mm. Now, it needs to be wide, because it mostly kills fat people, and silver, because it mostly kills old people.
Mm.
And we put the death total on because they love demonstrating that they care.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, because most people are wearing masks purely to show they care, they know they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
We just do the ribbon.
Dan.
You walk out with the ribbon.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
I'm totally signed up.
If anyone says to you, where's your mask? Where's your mask? You go, wait a minute. I'm wearing the ribbon. Maybe
the
you
ribbon.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. And by the ribbon, like the AIDS ribbon, the broadcast ribbon, the little crossover ribbon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I dig it.
I like it, Dan.
Brilliant.
Genius.
Brilliant. We got to do it.
Thank you for the contribution. There was just poor Gary, we're sending him chasing down rabbit holes, but yeah. it did spark the thing I wanted to bring up with you. It was on the internet. I think somebody tweeted it to me earlier today, which was some study out of Germany about vaccines and danger and some numbers that they got back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it. It was just something I remember seeing it earlier in the morning, and I want to bring that up with Drew.
I have like outrage fatigue.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And somehow the Ukrainian thing brought it on, like my fatigue,
mm-hmm.
because I'm normally like carefully watching like Vinay Prasad and Monica Gandhi and retweeting their stuff and amplifying their messaging about how insane it is to, you know, put a mask on a 2-year-old and stuff. And all of a sudden I'm like, I can't do it anymore. Can't do it.
Large German health insurance company.
Oh, yeah. I did hear there was an insurance data coming out.
Analyzed data from 11 million insured individuals regarding vaccination complications. Mm-hmm. And it says the new data is alarming. I don't know what that means.
It was heart disease, if I remember right. Is that what they were saying? Like a lot more heart disease or something?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you digest it a little while I do a spot here. Okay, Drew?
How can I walk up there? And
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
I'll send you the link. First, let me tell you about blindsgalore.com. Their friends and family sales starts this week. All custom blinds and shades, 50% off. One of their biggest sales of the year. Visit blindsgalore.com for 50% off before it ends, March 8th. Give any room an incredible makeover with custom-built blinds, shades, and shutters. Family-owned and run. It's a company that's been around for over 20 years. We have them. We have them everywhere. Have them in the studio. Have them in the edit bay. Have them in the home. Drew has them in his pool house. Just take the measurements, and you can customize them online. See exactly what they're going to look like on screen before you buy. That's important. Expert customer care team will help you every step of the way, online or over the phone. These guys are the best. They're Blinds Galore, right, Matt?
Get over to blindsgalore.com to order your free samples today and take 50% off everything during their huge friends and family sale. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. That's blindsgalore.com. Let them know we sent you.
All right, quick break. Be back with that article and more of your thoughts right after this. All right, Drew, did you take a look at any of that stuff?
It wouldn't let me read it because I wasn't prescribed.
Well,
subscribed, and it was in German.
Oh. So. All right. Well, maybe
I've been looking for an English version. It doesn't seem to exist yet. But
okay. I had heard rumors that there was a lot of concern about heart events, cardiac events of various types,
well,
both from COVID and from vaccine. So that's what they're sort of talking about.
So here's the thing, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. I don't trust the CDC anymore with their data because they've proven themselves to essentially be omission, commission liars, essentially.
They are. It's unfortunate.
And unfortunately,
they could restore themselves. It'd be really easy. Just throw open the books. Let's go. Well, here's what we do, we did. Here's what it is. That's it.
We'll circle back to my never-ending theme. I've seen a pattern emerge. I've seen a theme emerge, and I believe they're not telling us the truth in support of a theme.
Yeah.
When you have a theme, unfortunately, you're compelled to lie.
You know what the theme
is? Because sometimes facts compete with your theme, and now you must lie.
I've got to tell
or
you.
Or reject them.
You're going to – the theme, the prism that I've seen applied justifying a lot of distortion of particularly public health facts and then defending it as the right thing to do is equity. If they can say that I did it for equity, it's all erased. Mm-hmm. Of course, and you lied for a purpose.
Right. And, but I don't know.
I think that's what's going on.
That's what
Fauci was doing.
There's some of it.
That's
but
what he was doing.
Not.
Where's he been lately?
Right.
Not the CDC and the reporting of men 18 to 49 and booster shots. I don't know if that's equity.
Well, we
I
need to get the African Americans vaccinated. And if they have turned out that their concerns were justified, that's not equity.
Well, I'm not drawing a straight line in that particular case to equity. Okay. Look, the theme is they want everyone to be vaccinated and they don't want to do anything that would compete with their theme. So they omit or commit. And that's it. So they're liars. So they're compromised. Yeah. Just like I told you, Fauci, I told you a motherfucking year and a half ago, Drew,
yes, you did.
Compromise.
Yep.
Theme, compromise.
Mm-hmm.
That's – and by the way, once –
See, I use another word
the
for
second,
theme.
The second you pick a theme.
Ideology.
All right, whatever it is. You are now a baseball umpire who was caught rooting for the other team.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter whether you're calling balls or strikes correctly anymore. You
compromised.
You're compromised. Yeah. And I don't know now whether that was a ball or a strike.
Yep.
And I'm not even saying there weren't. You could have called many strikes against the team you're rooting for. The question, the problem is we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the risk you run when you compromise yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though it may have been justified in your mind.
But the insurance companies, they don't have a theme.
Make money. That's their theme.
Their theme is save money, make money.
Yeah.
So when they start pursuing data, they're doing it with great vigor and
objectivity.
Objectivity. They have to. Yeah. They don't want to cut checks.
No, their survival depends on being objective.
When they see a high mortality rate in a certain group jump up, they want to know what the fuck is going on.
Yep.
And so they pursue it. They're not pursuing it from an ideological standpoint. They're pursuing it from a business standpoint.
It's literally like a lion pursuing a buffalo. It's like no hard feelings. Just got to survive. I need that buffalo to survive. That's it. No hard feelings, buffalo.
Yeah. That's what they do. They go, anyone in one of those twin towers will sign you a – if you're a janitor and you made $41,000 a year and you're 61 years old, we'll cut you a check for $281,000 because that's what you would have made. Boom. I mean, boom. That's how they work. So when I start seeing insurance companies speak up versus Rochelle Walensky, the CDC, speaking as a mom having a bad feeling, I tend to listen to them.
Especially German insurance companies.
Right. So
more precision.
They're starting to see something.
Yeah.
And
I'm seeing something. Something's going on. I know. And now the only question the medical community has to answer is it worth the risk? And at this point, it looks like it is. But to pretend we're not seeing something.
And this has been the biggest problem we've had during this entire pandemic with everyone but me. It is worth the risk to my still living parents. It is not worth the risk to my still living son.
Correct.
That's the only thing we needed to parse out, and we couldn't do it.
Right.
And when the CDC...
Because guess what that isn't? That's not equitable.
Right.
That's not equity.
When the CDC started pushing hard for the kids to get vaccinated, that was the issue. That was the problem.
Hey, if you're going to... stick by equity as your guiding light, age has to be equitable.
I don't think it's something to do with equity.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. The problem is we want to get everyone vaccinated. Mm. That's our theme. Mm. And then you go, well, what about this group? They're not in danger. And they go, fine, but it will screw up our plan of getting everyone vaccinated.
Or it might, yeah.
And it might thematically screw with what we're trying to push right. forward here. So and let's ignore that.
They
let's
can't
not, yeah, let's just pretend no, and then yeah. we'll triple down. It's why we've been doing nothing but talking about the kids, and the kids really should have never entered the conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, really think about that. Mm-hmm. It's something that specifically doesn't affect kids. And it affects, you know, if you took the population and you broke it off into, you know, 0 to 10 and 10 to 20 and 20 to 30, it doesn't affect anybody in the 0 to 10 or 10 to 20 group. That's 20% of the population. They've gotten 86% of the conversation dedicated to them. Why?
To protect the teachers.
All right. So we'll see if we can get a translation on that article. And we'll just move down. Let's see. Well, let me jump to the bottom here and talk to Joseph 41 from Louisville.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Just want to say appreciate your all podcast. In a world of craziness, this is definitely a anchor of a rational thought. So I appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
I didn't know. I mean, I'd say you would agree to this, and I've been listening to you since the 90s when I was in high school. I had COVID about a month ago. I was fine after a couple of days, which is a little bit weak. But I remember a conversation you had during your podcast about what can you control. And I live in Louisville in the Highlands. It's a great area. But I noticed that thought comes back to me of what people can control as individuals. And it seems to me there's a common denominator, just as I heard your podcast the other day. If the government is screwing up, like as you see a physical manifestation with homelessness, that's a failure of leadership. So God knows what's going on in other facets of government when it's regarding society. What is the common denominator that allows for that to happen? And my thoughts, and I want to get your thoughts on it, is a lack of personal responsibility on behalf of its citizens. And just like with COVID, do people take advantage of taking better care of themselves, eating well, staying active, which you can control? But no, they want to put on that mask. They want to, it's almost like our society is leading this freedom mindset, and people are literally want to be told what to do. They want that. Yeah. And I don't know where that's come from.
I have a bigger topic that I want to – it's too much for today's show, maybe on Friday, that I want to get into. Which is to your point, Joseph, this idea of centralizing everything versus decentralizing everything. Everything is centralized, and then you give up to the central authority. Everything. I've been thinking a lot about this lately.
I'll tell you, Joseph, if this makes sense or not. What I've realized is people are insanely malleable and – can be influenced to do nonsensical things and immoral things very quickly.
I didn't know that 3 years ago. It was always a mystery to me how that happened.
I'm a broken record, but somebody said, why not let folks with emotional issues travel with their dog? And it took 10 minutes for everyone to travel with their fucking dog for free because they wanted to. These are adult, by the way. You know who this populace is, Drew?
The Slippery Slope Group?
No, these are adults
yeah.
who have the means to travel.
Yeah.
They're taking town cars or Ubers to the airport or paying $40 a night parking over at LAX. They bought tickets. They booked hotel rooms. These aren't, you know, junkies. These aren't homeless people. These are regular tax-paying adults.
Point? I don't get your point.
We can give them to do shitty things super fast. Super fast. Just by handing it to them. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can get them to do things that don't make sense, like wearing a mask outside. We can get them to clear the beaches, you know, do stuff like that. And then we can, as soon as we give them a little incentive, like you like your dog, right? I like my dog. Hey, you want to travel with your dog? You want to do it for free? Yeah, go ahead. Well, you and I love the shit out of my dog. I would never travel with my dog. I wouldn't do it.
Right. It's just, not because you wouldn't like to, because you want to subject everyone else to Phil.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
It just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But that gatekeeper is gone with many people. And the second you go, hey, it's fine.
Well, this is another piece of what I want to talk about. I realized a couple weeks ago, I noticed in the 80s and 90s when I was working in the psychiatric hospital, as the narcissistic conditions started pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of borderline disorder came in that area, a lot. And one of the things I noticed of every – and I just remembered this the other day. Every single patient that came in, every single borderline had at least 20 lawsuits under her belt.
Mm.
At least.
Mm.
And I thought then like, oh, man, the legal system is just – they designed for people that feel like victims to act out and to wield it like a cudgel. And now those same people are the judges and they're in the system. And
yeah.
And sort of that's kind of –
Every third person that gets fired from a job now sues for discrimination or whatever the fuck it is. Why? Because minus personal dignity, we're now creating a enticing environment for them to do. Well, it's the same thing we did with the airport.
Human motivation. It's just we're motivated.
Well, why not? But here's the whole
same thing with like divorce. Another thing is, hey, it's your right.
Yeah, here's the point. We don't have nearly as much character or dignity as we think we have.
No.
Every motherfucking business would have never shut down when Gavin Newsom decreed no more outdoor dining. Every one of them should have stayed open.
I wonder,
but they're scared.
I wonder if Putin was looking at that kind of stuff when he decided to do what he did.
Yes, we're idiots who argue about race. And he must look at that and just go, this guy's
well, he probably
an idiot.
Was probably part of what created
And they're
that.
Weak. And by the way, it was right into the military now. All the woke shit rolled right into the military. All right, Drew, take care of your business. Then.
All right, our buddy Drew. What's that, Joseph?
Well, that before I got off, that's one point I wanted to state. I saw something interesting on Twitter. It said Putin waited until the West was weakly led, low on patriotism and manhood, with the media obsessed with domestic trivialities.
That's right.
And politicians with a penchant to waging war on their own citizens. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, maybe Canada may have been the trigger.
Yeah. Everyone in the West is a weak, sad sack who just argues about our history and what statues to take down and
but even
nonsense.
Look at Canada. If you were Putin looking at Canada, you go, oh, it's on.
Yeah, guys. It's just, we got a weak middle-aged chick running Canada. Like, fuck it.
Here's somebody not weak. Our friend Jordan Harbinger, buddy. That's right. Jordan, of course, has extensive legal training. He speaks multiple languages. Crazy life experience himself. Jordan Harbinger Show. If you're a fan of fascinating podcasts with interesting people, you would definitely want to check out Jordan's show. Since, for instance, author Dan Pink joins to discuss the power of regret, how looking backward moves us, or listen to Jordan's interview with Grammy-winning rapper Ludacris. Yep. And hear how a former child soldier in Sierra Leone grew up to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. That is the type of topics that Jordan brings at the Jordan Harbinger Show. And he, of course, takes it to a very high level conversation because he's an interesting guy. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life. Routine changes to produce productivity, mindset tweaks that will change how you see the world. We enjoy this show, and we know you will too. And you'll enjoy Jordan, of course. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It is the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. You can go to amcarolla.com and see all the live shows coming to Waukegan, Illinois. That'll be at the Genesee Theater. March 10th, and then off to Kansas City. Just go to amcarolla.com. I'm coming to a town near you. I'm bringing the mirth, man. What do you got, Drew?
I've got a couple websites I want to send you to go to drdrew.tv to see our streaming shows. You'll see me talking to Julia Tubinka, who from 90 Day Fiancé, talking about how Russians feel about the Ukrainian attack. And drdrew.com for everything else.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, or condos, or renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages, and it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you can save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.